I hope you'll stay after the reading tonight and have some refreshments and meet John and Buzz, if you don't already know them. We'll also have some books for sale tonight, and John has brought some tapes that he's going to tell you about. And the Sonora Review is selling their most recent issue, plus back issues. And some of the back issues feature the work of John Anderson and Buzz Pauverman. There are two readings next week. Wednesday night, our visiting poet, David Kirby, who's coming from Tallahassee, Florida. And Thursday night, is a reading sponsored by the Faculty of Humanities. And the reader will be poet and scholar Houston Baker, who's the director of the Center for the Study of Black Literature and Culture at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Baker will be reading on Thursday night and lecturing on Friday afternoon. And there are a few copies of this flyer advertising his reading out on the refreshment table. And also more copies of our flyer that advertises the rest of the semester. And also, I never send anyone away empty-handed. Some flyers on the Southwest Poetry Festival, which we are co-sponsoring with the Academy of American Poets and Arizona State University. And that's November 1st and 2nd. November 1st here in Tucson, November 2nd at ASU. C.E. Pauverman, whom we call Buzz, has published three novels, Susan, Solomon's Daughter, and most recently from Scribner's, My Father in Dreams. He has a book of stories and novellas forthcoming this year called Nam. His collection of short fiction, The Black Velvet Girl, was the winner of the Iowa School of Letters Award. His honors include a fellowship at the Carolieu Foundation in Vence, France, and fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts. And it's a great pleasure to introduce Buzz Pauverman.